Welcome everyone to another episode of the Roman Show for the week of November 17th. We are getting closer to Thanksgiving Turkey Day, one of my favorite holidays. Nonetheless, we still have lots to talk about here on the Roman Show this week. We welcome Kevin Estrella, who talks about his project, Pyramids on Mars, and the latest album, Edge of the Black. An album that's been very influenced by a UFO experience. Kevin will explain. This and a whole lot more coming up next on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Calm.
GNC.
We're going.
Telling you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Covering.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome back. It's another episode of The Roman Show. We're happy to be here and on the program. We have guitarist Kevin Estrella We'll talk about his project, Pyramids on Mars, and the new album, Edge of the Black, which has been heavily influenced by extraterrestrial activity. By far, a great, great album. I had the opportunity of listening to it prior to the launch, which will be on December 21st. That's when the album will drop. I have to tell you, it's quite amusing. And if you're a fan of Metallica or Megadeth, any of those bands, then you'll be a fan of Kevin's project here, Edge of the Black, the latest album to come out. Make sure you follow him on Spotify, Pyramids on Mars, to get that notification when the album will drop. But he'll be on the program a little later today. So make sure you stay tuned and you'll hear from him about everything he has to say. He's also a host of his own show on the Artist First Network. Again, he talks about or covers the topic of extraterrestrial activity. He said that he's been experiencing UFO experiences continuously. And the one that he remembers the most is back in August of 2014. He'll explain. In fact, he replaced Howard Stern personality Riley Martin. Martin was on the Artist First Network, and then he went on to the Stern Show, and he filled that gap. And Kevin Estrella has been there since. So in just a few, we'll be welcoming Kevin. Great interview. You're learning a lot, because I sure did. Well, I'd like to get some things out of the way here. Make sure you follow us on our socials. That's The Roman Show on Twitter, at The Roman Show. Roman Show Media, both on Facebook and on Instagram. RRoman0201 is a YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe to get the latest video interviews. You don't want to miss out on that. Already we're almost at 3,500 subscribers. We want more, folks. Head on over right now. YouTube.com/RRoman0201. And, guys, if you want to get the funk off your junk, you need to get yourself a bottle of Ball Wash. Head on over to BallWash.com. Use the promo code Roman and get a percentage off your purchase. And listen, we all suffer, not all, but most of us, right? We have a little bit of anxiety every now and then. We have a little bit of just, you know, a lot of work, a lot of stress. And it kind of tightens up our body as well, our muscles, if you exercise, if you train. I do Muay Thai and I find myself pretty tense. And as you get older, you got to admit, you know, there's pain that you never felt before. And you have to adjust. You have to get some tools, something there to loosen you up. Well, I have found that Fight Back CBD has helped me with that. My body has been feeling absolutely phenomenal. I'm getting ready for a tournament. And I have to tell you, after taking this thing, I'm able to get up the next day and train like a champion. So get yourself a bottle of Fight Back CBD. Head on over to theromanshow.com to find out more information on how to purchase Fight Back CBD. Listen, I am a person who uses it myself. I'm telling you, I gave you the stamp of approval. And I'm telling you, you will thank me later. knockout fight gear. Listen, if you train, if you exercise in any martial art, whether it be karate, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, boxing, whatever it is, Knockout Fight Gear has your gear. Head on over to knockoutboxing.us. That's knockoutboxing.us. And you can find some very affordable gear such as shin pads, boxing gloves, gis, the whole nine. Knockoutboxing.us is the website. They are located right here in South Florida. And in fact, you might have seen some of their equipment because they are at some of the local mixed martial arts events. So head on over. Knockout Fight Gear right now. That's Knockout Fight Gear, made for fighters. Head on over to the website, knockoutboxing.us. All right, let's talk some pro wrestling and anything else coming up next. CM Punk is back. I call him Puck. CM Punk is back on TV. WWE TV, to be exact. But there's a slight difference here because he's not directly working for the World Wrestling Entertainment. Fox has hired him to be part of the WWE backstage. He made his debut last week on Tuesday. Very, very late into the program. In fact, pretty much that was the end of the program itself. And he has now gone on the record and said that, listen, no one is safe. He is studying 5 years of wrestling, what he missed. He went on Twitter and stated that there's a lot of good things, more especially more for women. And a lot of bad things. And he will discuss. And he said no one is safe. I am hoping that they really allow CM Punk to get in the mic and talk whatever he wants to say. It's the only way that you're going to get ratings. It's the only way that people will see this program, because you're going to get his opinion. So if a storyline sucks, if a match sucks, if one of the wrestlers, his personality just absolutely blows and tanks, CM Punk should comment on that. And if he does so, or if he says like, hey, I would have never written that way, I would have had it done this way, I think that WWE backstage on Fox would be highly, highly, highly recommended. Because you want to know. Listen, I myself listen to Busted Open, okay? And I listen to Bubba Ray, and I listen to Mark Henry and Dave LaGreca, and specifically Bubba Ray and Mark Henry and Tommy Dreamer. They know what the hell they're talking about. They're professional wrestlers. They've been backstage. They've worked inside the ring. They know how everything is. So these guys know exactly what to do, and their suggestions, their opinions matter. So that is something that you need to do. That is something that you need to allow CM Punk to do. So if Punk comes out and says, listen, I didn't like that match between AJ Styles and Garza, or I don't like where the OC is headed right now. They should change it another round. They're supposed to be a dominant faction, and yet they look like bums. He should allow it to be say something like that. Maybe Vince McMahon might not like it, but listen, just be on it. Just like they criticize professional athletes like in the NFL or basketball, that's the same way they should criticize pro wrestlers. It's only going to legitimize the sport. I know we know it as a sporting or sport entertainment, but by having CM Punk have his thoughts, has his opinion, then you will add more legitimacy, and you're gonna open up that window, right? No more of that, oh, we have to save everything to the last minute. It's going to bring in the realism to the sport, giving your thoughts, giving your opinions. And if they do that, I think that, hey, you got yourself some good viewership. Speaking of WWE Survivor Series is this week. Of course, we know that they got the traditional Survivor Series match. They'll be part of that team, SmackDown versus Team Raw. But we also have the title matches as well, such as Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio for the WWE Championship, the Universal Championship, The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan. At one point, I really thought they were going to mix in the NXT champion Adam Cole in there somehow, some way, but that is not the case. He's not going to be facing any other champs. But the women's champions, Becky Lynch, Bayley from SmackDown, and then Shayna Baszler will be going at it in a three-way dance. Same thing goes for AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Roderick Strong. These guys will be taking off in a three-way dance as well. In my opinion, I think this might be the match of the night if they let them go. Styles, Nakamura, and Strong. Woo! What a match. And you have the tag team champions of all brands, the Viking Raiders, New Day, and Undisputed Era. They'll be going at it in a three-way dance as well. So, I am really looking forward to that match between Nakamura, AJ, and Roderick Strong. I think that that might steal the show. What match do you think is going to fight, is going to be the talk of the internet the next day? Send us a message, info@theromanshow.com, or tweet us at The Roman Show, and we will share your opinions right here on our socials. All right, coming up next, Kevin Estrella. He is a guitarist whose project, Pyramids on Mars, is producing some great quality work. And the latest album is Edge of the Black, heavily influenced by his experiences with extraterrestrial activity. So joining up next, guitarist Kevin Estrella joins us right now. It's a great one, folks. Stay tuned. Well, thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. And listen, if you're a fan of Metallica, Meshuggah, or Iron Maiden, well, you need to glue your ears to the self-release album of Pyramid on Mars titled Edge of the Black. This comes out on December 21st. And right now, joining us on the line is the man behind the one-man project, is Kevin Estrella. Thanks so much, Kevin, for joining us here on The Roman Show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be on.
Well, Kevin, congrats on your project. It does will come out mid December, towards the end of the year. It's a one man band album. You did have a little bit of assistance there. For the most part, it's all you. How long does a project like this take? It has 10 tracks, and a lot of work it goes into it.
It is a lot of work. I mean, live, you know, my brother plays bass, and I'm actually I have drummers who are lined up right now because we're putting together Pyramids on Mars for playing shows starting next year. But as far as like with the writing process, it was about 3 years. Wow. For Edge of the Black, for the song, you know, for the material to come together. It's not necessarily that's as long as it takes, but you know, there are a lot of things that were going on in my life at that point that were also kind of holding things back. I'm going through like a really, really long divorce, and it's been really emotionally draining for me. Mm-hmm. So that's been a process too. But you know, to write the music, yeah, when you're playing all the instruments, it does take time to do that. Because I'm playing all the guitars, I play all the bass, I play all the keyboards. You know, I'm doing all the arranging, and I do all the drum programming. So, and with the drums, it's every note that you hear is I read that. So I hear it, and I work on it and work on it and work on it, and then perfect it and perfect it and perfect it. But I would say, actually, believe it or not, where a majority of the time comes in is actually in mixing and remixing. That sometimes takes a long time, because you listen to it and then you think you've got it right, and then, you know, I'll play it for somebody else, or somebody else will listen to it. Like, my brother's been great. He's been a big backbone for critiquing my songs and helping me take my songs from good to really exceptional. And it's been a blessing, because I've done so many really cool tweaks with some of the songs. It's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea for that. You know, if I do add that, all of a sudden the song sounds even bigger. So, you know, say for instance the song Mercury Magnetar, that song probably took 40 hours, at least 40 hours to write that one
Jesus
song.
Jesus Christ.
So,
and I was actually going to follow up with that, because Mercury Magnetar is a tribute to the late vocalist of Queen, Freddie Mercury.
True.
How did that come up? Because yeah, this is, you know, it's an instrumental track. Obviously, when you have vocals in there, you know, it changes things. But when you say you dedicate an instrumental to him, can you describe that to me? How does that influence an instrumental song, an instrumental track?
Absolutely. It's actually pretty cool how I did this. I had in mind, a lot of songs I get ideas from, or sometimes I'll get an idea from one song and I'll hear it crisscrossed with another song. And they may be two songs which are completely unrelated. So the song Mercury Magnetar is actually a combination of two different songs. Hmm. It's a combination of the song Unstoppable Momentum from Joe Satriani, the first song on Unstoppable Momentum, which is in this 5/4 groove and has this chord progression. But I heard that song crossed with Radio Gaga by Queen.
Whoa.
And so Mercury Magnetar is literally those two songs merged into one. And how I did that was I took, you know, the chord progression groove of Unstoppable Momentum, and then I took the chord the actual chords of Radio Gaga, and then I used Radio Gaga and then merged the two together, and then all of a sudden I got this brand new song, which is a combination of two unrelated songs, and then the rest of the song just wrote itself.
Wow, interesting. Again, we're speaking to Kevin Estrella of the new album Edge of the Black. Amazing track. I've had an opportunity to listen to it myself. 10 tracks there. He is of Pyramids of Mars. Now, Kevin, something obviously that also, you're not just a musician, but you're a person that have had an experience with UFOs, and you host your own program. And actually, we're talking prior to the air that you had or you know the man, and I know this guy because I used to listen to the show all the time, Riley Martin of the Howard Stern Show. And you have some sort of a connection per se, because of where you are right now, since you host your own program related to the UFO experiences. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So I have. It's not just one or two UFO experiences. I have ongoing extraterrestrial experiences continuously. They happen all the time. But what happened was my first conscious one was, you know, August 21st, 2014, when an interdimensional craft was, you know, 100 feet from me, and it flew across my backyard, and then it opened up a portal and it left. And so then I started doing I just started doing radio interviews about my ongoing UFO experiences, because it was just not that, but a whole bunch of things were going on. And so then I got contacted by Scott Zelenko of the Artist First Network, and at first I thought he wanted to interview me, you know, do a radio interview with me. And then when I called and talked to him, he said, how would you like your own radio show, your own UFO radio show? He says, we used to, you know, Riley Martin, he was a radio show host on our network, the Artist First Network, and he grew so big that he ended up having, you know, 160,000 followers for every episode. And then he ended up getting bought out by Howard Stern. He left the Artist First Network, and now we have this hole here of, you know, listeners who still, you know, want UFO content. How would you like to basically, essentially, replace his show? And I was just like, really? I couldn't believe it. So, you know, I took the opportunity to create my own radio show on the Artist First Network to fill in that gap for that, you know, for those people who were really following, you know, stuff with ETs. And so then Pyramids on Mars UFO Radio was born. And I've been doing that now for 2 years. In fact, I just finished my 33rd show last week.
Wow. And so they could listen to it on artistfirst.com. Is this a weekly? Is this a daily program?
It's monthly. So there's a new episode every month. However, all the podcasts are available for download. You can go to artistfirst.com and find the Pyramids on Mars UFO Radio. Click on it; it'll take you to my page, and then you can click on any of the 33 podcasts to listen to it. But I interview not just experiencers, but I interview hybrids. There are many hybrids on this planet. I've interviewed, people who are half human, half Zeta. They're like basically dual souls, where they're half human and half gray. People call them the gray sometimes. I don't like that name. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed a reptilian hybrid. Hmm. I've interviewed Anunnaki hybrids. I've interviewed a friend of mine. She's a good friend. She's a walk-in hybrid. Hmm. Essentially, her spirit was swapped with the body that she's in. She's actually from Andromeda. So, and then she was dropped into this planet. So, I interview all kinds of people on my show. Actually, my biggest show was interviewing John Lear, who he's quite well known. He's known as the Godfather of Conspiracy. We did a show on the great 9/11 conspiracy, holograms and direct energy weapons, and that became the biggest listened show. One of the biggest listened to shows for the whole Artist First Network. So that was, I was quite, happy for that radio interview.
And, when you talk about rock musicians, one person also comes to mind, and that's Tom DeLonge, of the former Blink-182 artist, who's now become a UFO researcher. Then he himself has had some experiences with the UFO. So there are many in the rock community or metal community that have had some experiences. And again, I advise everyone out here, artistfirst.com is the website to check out Kevin's podcast in relation to UFO encounters. And I'm sure we can go on and on about this, but I want to invite everyone to listen to your podcast so they can listen and learn, because I'm intrigued about it. I want to know it myself. But some of this UFO experiences also influenced some of the work on The Edge of the Black, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's the work on Edge of the Black is very deep with my extraterrestrial friends, and in regards to the teachings that I have been taught by them. So this album is very important to us as our evolution, basically. The reason I'm saying this is to understand the whole concept of what the Edge of the Black is. I'm in contact on a regular basis with a group of extraterrestrials known as the Ponti, who are Zetas. So, people, the extraterrestrials that people are very familiar with, with the large heads and black eyes, these are the Ponti, and they're actually using Twitter at Sandia Wisdom on Twitter. And their base is in the Albuquerque Mountains, Sandia Mountains of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've been visited by them multiple times, and two of my teachers are Teen and Fira. They're two females. And they taught me about what the Edge of the Black is. So to get back to my first lesson, 3 years ago, Teeny was talking to me privately on Twitter, and she said, you do understand that music can be communicated at a telepathic level. And I'm like, no, I didn't know this. And she said, you're already doing it. And I said, can you help me develop it more? And she said, yes. So for the last year and a half, they have been helping me to advance my abilities to play my guitar at a telepathic level. So then they've actually heard me playing my guitar in Albuquerque when I'm here in Ontario. So when I say that my music is four-dimensional, I literally mean that. My music is communicating at a telepathic level. And in fact, the actual telepathy wavelength is actual in the actual digital recordings of the CD. So the CD is playing. the edge of the black is, and what they've taught me in regards to our understanding of because they are telepathic themselves, we are all connected. Everyone in the universe is connected. Everything in the universe is connected. And through they call basically the collective consciousness, when I, basically I'm going to the edge of the black when I write my music, that's what they told me. The edge of the black of the universe. So basically where nothingness and everything exists. They say, go to the edge of the black of the universe, turn around and play the music that you hear from there. So what is happening is that music, people so often to talk about, the music just seems to write itself, I don't know where it's coming from. Metallica, you know, James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett talk about it all the time, about the zone, mm-hmm. you know, getting into the zone, and they just, the music writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Tini and Fear are teaching me. The edge of the black is basically the music is play is coming through the collective consciousness, through the universe. You're then amplifying your emotional content and your interpretation, and then you are sending that back out into the universe. So the music is flowing through the collective, through the universe, through us, and then we're bringing it back out. That's what the edge of the black is. And it's not just in music, it goes for any creativity, you know, for any kind of artist. For anybody who's writing a book, when they're tapping into this, into the collective. So, and it's amazing, the concept.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so very much, and I invite everyone to, again, head out to artistfirst.com and listen to his podcast as he talks about the whole UFO community and encounters with UFOs. And on December 21st on Spotify, make sure you give a follow to Pyramid of Mars to get that notification, because that is when Edge of the Black drops, featuring 10 tracks. Again, if you're a fan of Metallica, Meshuggah, any of these bands, you will be a fan of this great masterpiece. Kevin, thanks so very much for your time, man, and look forward to hearing on your show, and of course, this great music that you provide, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around the world, welcome to The Showdown.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for that opportunity to really learn about the whole extraterrestrial community. If you say that UFO experiences, I didn't know much about that, so he was telling me afterwards. I went and looked it up and Googled it, because I just educated myself on this stuff. Take it what it's for, right? But pretty quite amazing stuff, I have to say, and I learned a lot from that interview. So thank you, Kevin, for that. And listen to the album. I'm telling you, when it drops December 21st, if you're a fan of Metallica, Megadeth, then it's a must. You have to listen to this album. Speaking of rock, we have just gotten word that Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison is scheduled for a stadium tour next year, 2020. Motley Crue, that's right. Allegedly, they were not supposed to tour after their latest farewell tour. But they have all broken their contracts. They burned their contracts, actually. And they are scheduled to go on this massive stadium tour. Poison and Def Leppard will be joining them. We don't know, have any information yet as far as dates or where they will be performing. But I can assure you that many people will be attending this, including yours truly. I am a big fan of these guys. I love Motley Crue. It's a lot of fun. Great movie with Netflix. And I think that had to do a lot with it. I want to say that because of the response and support that that movie received, had to do something with Motley Crue deciding to burn all their contracts. That was the only way they could come back and tour. Every single one of the members had to burn their contracts. And that's the reason I believe they came back. They probably get, listen, guys, there's a lot of money out there that we're losing. We best, you know, forget all this stuff, put this stuff aside, and let's head on over to a stadium tour. And they brought their friends of Poison and Def Leppard. So keep an eye out for that. Hey, want to talk some mixed martial arts here. The big news of the week here so far. Again, we record this stuff on Monday. But Ben Askren has officially retired from mixed martial arts. If you remember, Ben Askren was a big deal not too long ago, going undefeated in other companies, including Bellator, and one championship. But that was not the case when he came into the UFC. He did defeat Robbie Lawler But Jorge Masvidal taught him a lesson with a vicious knee that pretty much gave him his first loss in a matter of seconds, followed by Damian Maia, who submitted him afterwards. So it really didn't go too well for him in the UFC with a record of 1-2. If you remember, this was a trade. UFC traded Demetrius Johnson, their current, at the time, he had just lost to Henry Cejudo. But Demetrius Johnson, who had held the championship for a very, very, very long time, he was the inaugural champion, he kept it since, never lost it. He was traded to one championship, and they got in return Ben Askren, who at the point was making himself a big deal, saying that, listen, you don't know what they're missing. They say they have the best fighters in the world, but I'm over here doing all this activity, defeating people from left to right. I'm undefeated. Well, wasn't the case when he was brought for the UFC. It just proves to you how good of fighters these guys have. So, did Ben Askren do it for you? Did he do his job? Dana White, UFC president, claims that, listen, he doesn't regret anything. And I agree with him. I think that in a way, it helped some of his fighters get that attention they needed. Hence, Jorge Masvidal, who has now been a blockbuster of a fighter. Look how much exposure he's had after that vicious knee he landed at Ben Askren. And Damian Maia, giving him another oomph, a little bit of fresh air in his career. And Damian Maia is no spring chicken. So I think he did his job. So thank you very much, Ben Askren. Hope you get a very successful hip replacement there. That's the reason why he says he's retiring. And maybe we'll see you on the commentating booth. I'm pretty sure he'll be good at that since he was a good talker. In other news, Clarissa Shields, boxer, world champion, has stated that a fight with Amanda Nunes, UFC champion, this could be a possibility sometime in the next year, in 2020. This will be the first time that I can remember that a mixed martial artist, a female mixed martial artist, went and boxed such a big name as Shields is as far as females. Remember UFC until Ronda Rousey not too long ago. She was the first lady to be part of a UFC event. And then, well, now they're a staple. The ladies are. And then Amanda Nunes versus Shields. Listen, we've seen this already. We've had many conversations on this. Just not long ago, I think it was last week, Masvidal called out Canelo Alvarez. Listen, and I'm not saying that Amanda Nunes can do it because that girl could hit hard. But again, they're two complete different sports. Okay, let's just go back to what happened with McGregor and Mayweather. We knew what was expected. We know that he was going to defend the hell out of himself. And that's exactly what we got. It doesn't matter how unorthodox you are or how exciting you are. It's just a different sport. So, what we like to see is, sure, why not? Amanda Nunes and Shields, it's a first, right? We get a female mixed martial arts champion taking on a boxing champion. We don't see this too often. So, why not? And it might happen very, very soon. One guy that says, he's pretty much said it already, is coming back is Anthony Johnson. Anthony Rumble Johnson is coming back to the UFC. He is eyeing summer, and he said that he will have a speed advantage in the heavyweight division. If you recall, this man had hands of stone. Hands of stones. This guy could hit super hard. And last fight he had some pretty remarkable fights there with the one and only Mr. John Jones. So he's not going down to the light heavyweight. He's going to the heavyweight. In fact, the last time we saw some images of him, the guy looks massive. So imagine him and Stipe Miocic. That'd be pretty fun. I mean, of course, we still need to know how he's back. You know, maybe a little ring rust. We'll have to wait and see. But nonetheless, Anthony Rumble Johnson is back. He will be back sometime in the summer inside the octagon. We got some unfortunate news. Former Titan FC bantamweight champion Rutsen Kalokane has survived a pretty sad situation. Combate reports. This is a website, Combate, and I believe this one is out of Brazil. Rutsen, unfortunately, he was having a very critical or challenging weight loss. weight cut, and he has been now paralyzed across the left side of his body. This happened back in October 19. Titan FC allowed him to fight in Brazil. Now, according to Combate, Kale Okane passed out shortly after losing a unanimous decision to Matthias Mendoca and was sent to the hospital. There he was diagnosed with brain stem ischemic stroke. I hope I said that right. Caused by blood clots forming in the arteries of the neck. However, that was not the case. He has received a stroke, which has left him, again, paralyzed on the left side of the body. And this is pretty unfortunate. You know, I met him. I had the opportunity to announce him. And this is just very uncalled for with this whole weight cut issues. I don't think we'll ever be able to see him fight again. He's partially paralyzed on one side, for goodness sake. Titan FC's COO, Mr. Lex McMahon, has went on social media and explained that there is a GoFundMe page where you can contribute some financial donations to help his ongoing treatment. Originally, it seemed that he was going to recover, but according to this article on Combate, we don't know to what extremities, but he did suffer a stroke. Again, has left him on his left side of his body paralyzed. Listen, we've seen he's 26 years old. That's actually a very good thing, because the younger you are, the more you are capable of fighting such a disease as stroke. But there's been other athletes that have experienced strokes and they haven't come to the full extension. Not all of them. Some of them, I believe, was one that escapes my mind right now. But there was a football player, the New England Patriots, who recovered. But he got another one afterwards, and that was pretty much it. So, Kale Okane, you know, our prayers to you, man. Fight back. You're a strong dude. Just get healthy, man. We want to see you walking, and I'm sure you can get some feeling into that left side, and you'll be back potentially very, very soon in a Titan FC cage. We'd love to see you there, and just, you know, fight this thing, man. You can do it. We'll put up the link for the GoFundMe, so you can go ahead and assist with this unfortunate situation that occurred. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. We thank you for this opportunity, listening to us, and we hope to catch you next week on the program. We're getting closer to the Thanksgiving holiday. We appreciate it. We love you, man. Support us. Pass the word about the social medias. We appreciate all you guys, and we will catch you next week on the program. You have it on?
Is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.